McEwen. She has dominated this event. Far better tonight in the final when it mattered. An intensive session in the lead up to it is going to pay dividends, and the 19-year-old will win gold for Australia.
The McEwen family already had Commonwealth golds in the cabinet. That was Taylor winning the 200 metres breaststroke in Glasgow in 2014. And then today, younger sister Kaylee added Olympic gold.
And the Australian working her way to the lead. Can she do it? Kaylee McEwen in front. Kaylee McEwen touches
yes!
first. An Olympic record. She wins gold and says, Dad, I am with you today.
Yes, indeed. So this is a family story that's played out before us as a nation today. And elder sister Taylor McEwen is with me. Taylor, congratulations to the family. Welcome to SEN.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. And thank you for having us. We are just so ecstatic at the moment. It's been an absolute roller coaster of emotions.
What have the last 2 hours been like for you?
Oh, it's just been like total disbelief. Every time I talk about Kaylee, I just want to cry because I'm so proud. It's been so hard for Mum and I to compose ourselves to talk to anybody because we're just so proud. And the emotion at the moment is still so raw. I mean, my sister literally just became Olympic champion less than 2 hours ago. And I can't believe it. It's just so amazing.
It is. It's a big reality. So, Taylor, you're an Olympic silver medalist in your own right in the Commonwealth golds there. Just in the lead up to it, what was your sense around what Kaylee might be able to achieve?
You know what? I know how hard Kaylee trains, and she's an absolute animal. And the hard work at this stage had been done. You know, we've been through some of the hardest times of our life last year with Dad passing, and everything from this moment forward is easy. And all she had to do was get up there, stick to her race plan, and let the results do the talking. And she was so well composed, you know, didn't panic down that first lap, knew that she had it in the last 15, and really trusted herself. And what an amazing swim. I mean, she was still so close to her own world record, and to do that in the mornings rather than at a nighttime swim is just so amazing. You know, we're so damn proud of her.
What was your sense of it during the race? Terrific start right there at halfway and then powerful at the end.
Knowing the way Kaylee races, we knew that she's a back-end swimmer. I mean, obviously she's an amazing 200 backstroker and all the way up to 400 medley as well. She had the fastest time this year. So she's got the ability to hold on when it really counts because of her amazing aerobic capacity. And that's something that her and Chris Mooney have worked on for years now. So to see her have that speed to hold on in the first 50 and then absolutely power home in the second 50 is just a testament to her hard work.
How far does swimming go back for the two of you, Taylor?
Well, we always had a backyard family pool growing up, and our family was very ocean and beach and pool orientated. I mean, we were always doing camping trips away around these amazing beaches that we have here in Queensland. So swimming's always been a huge part of our lives. And Kaylee was right there at my first Commonwealth Games way back in 2014, witnessing me win that gold medal. And she says to this day that that's the moment that made her then want to get up and do the same thing. So for me to know that I've inspired Kaylee to go out there and totally smash it and live her dreams and be so successful means a lot. Swimming goes way back for us. And, you know, to have two sisters achieve their Olympic dreams is just so amazing. I'm so proud of her.
So you've got the age advantage on her. Did you show her any mercy in the backyard, or was it a tough schooling?
I think she's the one who needs to show me a bit of mercy, to be honest. I think it was back in 2017, Kaylee surpassed my PB in the 200 medley, and that's kind of the only race that we come together and actually race each other in. And I knew the moment she passed my personal best time that it was all over, Red Rover. The little sister had surpassed the big sister, so, and now she's up there winning Olympic gold. I mean, how amazing is that?
It is. It's incredible. The family story here, Taylor, and I imagine you have to share it with the whole nation. So I guess that's both a privilege and a burden 12 months on since your father's passing. Have you sort of braced yourself a little bit for that today?
Yeah, I mean, the emotion of Dad passing is still very raw for us. And any time that we have been talking about Kaylee blowing him a kiss at the end of the race, or the fact that we could see that he booted her to the wall in the last 5 meters is just so emotional for us. And it just really shows that we've got such a strong family bond. And for Kaylee to be over there racing and doing this amazing, regardless of what's gone on in the last 12 months, just shows how resilient she is and how strong she is as a human. So it's a massive testament to her. And I know that Dad would be absolutely doing backflips right now.
Yes.
And he'd be sinking a couple of beers as well. So it's just so nice for us to be able to share these memories together now. Dad's been fortunate enough to see Kaylee race around the world previously. He went over to the World Championship the World Championships in 2019 last year. So he's seen Kaylee do amazing things already. And this is just the cherry on top of the cake. And we know that he's here watching and he's seen this. So it's awesome.
Is it hard not to be there today with her, Taylor?
Yeah, it is extremely hard because I just wanted to give her such a massive hug. And I know she's got amazing teammates over there and an even more amazing coach who can give her that love and support. But she knows that she's got that extra little thing to look forward to when she comes home to see Mum and myself and her little dog Otis. So the celebrations will continue when she gets back to Australia for sure.
Yes, well, they should. Well, Taylor, thanks very much for sharing it with us. And yes, the emotion that you've been able to share with the whole nation who's with your sister today. Congratulations and pass our best on to your mum as well.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Taylor McEwen there, a Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Her younger sister, Kaylee, is an Olympic gold medalist. Our Olympic family member interviews are for Red Energy. Red Energy is proudly Australian. Call their Melbourne-based team today on 131 806.